Hey, what's up, guys? Alex Pardo here, and I have episode 401 on the Flip Empire Show.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
How you guys doing? How you doing, podcast world? And you might be watching this on another platform, so really appreciate you guys tuning in here. First off, a little bit of housekeeping. I want to encourage you, if you haven't listened to episode 400, we hit another century mark, episode 400. It couldn't have been possible without you. So appreciate you more than you know. What I did was we had a private Ascend. So our Ascend mastermind and coaching group, we've been basically speaking weekly. We've been doing these private mastermind calls on Zoom with like all 30 plus of us. And we've been just out in front of this. You know, this COVID-19 situation, this pandemic has really gotten my blood pumping. And it's this is the time where leaders shine and leaders lead. And that's exactly what you are if you're listening to the show. And so I encourage you, I want to inspire you to lead your family, lead your team, lead your business amidst this chaos and this uncertainty. And so we've been, Steve Cavanaugh and I, who run this group, we've been leading. And we've been out in front of this thing, and we've been sharing with our members what we're doing within our businesses, what we're seeing. I'm so fortunate and blessed that through my network, I've had my finger on the pulse, and I've just been connected to some of the brightest and some of the best out there. And that's what I want to bring to you here. So what we did was, it was about a two-hour call, and the first hour was just content that Steve and I were sharing, things that we're seeing, things that that we really think you need to be thinking about. And for some of you, it might be some tweaks and modifications that you need to make in your business and in your personal life. For others, it's an opportunity to pause and reset and really consider what's important and consider the direction that you're going in. So what I'm doing is I'm doing something I've never done, and I opened it up and I published that podcast episode, the first hour of it anyways. So I want to invite you to listen to that, flipempire.com/episode400. Or if you just go to flipempire.com/podcast, that'll direct you to the Apple podcast section. Make sure you listen to episode 400. What I want to do here is I want to dive a little bit deeper here on episode 401. And this particular episode is going to be focused on the disposition side of the business. I want to be talking about cash buyers. And I want you guys, don't tune me out. Listen to me, because I know if you're listening to this, chances are you probably put more effort on the acquisition side and the lead generation side of the business than you do on the disposition side. And I think we are quickly changing from a seller's market to a buyer's market. And I think you need to be putting more emphasis and more effort on the disposition side of the business, because I truly believe that acquiring properties, getting them under contract, is going to become easier moving forward. And I think selling them, disposing of them, is potentially going to be a little bit more challenging. And don't make the mistake that we have made from time to time, is you get lazy and you focus on, you know, I can think of a property a couple of months ago that we sold, and it was basically a text message to one of our buyers, and he took it. And there wasn't a whole ton of marketing effort on the disposition side. What you're going to see happening is that a lot of those quote unquote top cash buyers are going to start to dry up. And we've already had conversations with many of them. Some of them are just waiting on the sidelines. So let that be a splash of cold water on your face, that you need to constantly be building relationships with cash buyers. You need to be out there building new relationships. And there's a number of ways that you guys can do that. But first, if you haven't taken that first step, make sure that you're keeping the lines of communication open. Make sure that you're spending some time reaching out to them, getting a pulse and getting a feel for how their business maybe has been impacted, what you can do to help them and add some value. If they're still looking for deals, find out exactly what they're looking for. I had a conversation with Joe McCall, and that, if you watch the video on my Facebook page, It'll be a podcast that's published here in the next several weeks. But, you know, he talked about if you were to, he shared a story about, and I'm forgetting the details of the story, but basically try going out into, you know, New York City, out into the streets with a bowl of spaghetti and try to sell that thing. It's going to be a lot more difficult than if you go out into those same streets with a pen and paper or just your phone and you start asking people, hey, what do you like to eat? What do you want to eat? And then you go bring them that. It's the same thing now. Have conversations with your buyers. Have conversations. Find out what they want. Find out what they're looking for. Find out if they're in a position to take advantage of the right deals, where they need to be at. Get specific information. That's the first part of this, of what I wanted to share with you and highlight on this, on episode 401 here on the podcast. The second part is there's a variety of ways that you can generate cash buyer leads. It can be as simple as when you're driving around, if you're not quarantined, and if you are, you might go virtual driving around on Google. Anytime you see a bandit sign, call that person. Chances are they're a wholesaler and or a cash buyer. Anytime you see a bandit sign, we buy houses or they're advertising a property, call. Build the relationship. Find out what they're looking for. Find out what they want. Add them to your buyer's list and then go shopping for them. Bandit signs in general that you put out are a great way to generate cash buyer leads. One of my favorite signs that will melt your phone lines, and you're also going to get some very, very interesting calls, is an 18 by 24 yellow sign that's handwritten with a thick Sharpie that says, sleep with me, cash only, and a phone number. Now, you might want to add 3-bedroom, 2-bath or something that, you know, really distinguishes it, the fact that, hey, you're selling a property, but that phone number is creative and it will melt your phone lines. You're going to get some very interesting calls, but you're also going to get some cash buyers out of it. So bandit signs, as old school as that sounds, that still works. You also want to be pulling a list of all the cash transactions in the last 6 to 12 months. Skip trace that and then text and call those people. Again, build a relationship, find out what they want, find out what they're looking for. You can even go to fiverr.com and have them skip trace it if you guys don't have the ability to skip trace. Another source, if you guys go to, let me just pull it up my system here and make sure that that's the URL. If you guys go to flipempire.com/, and I'll include this in the show notes. I'm just going to the page to make sure that this is the right, link. I'll include it in the show notes here, but basically there's a service that we use to skip trace, and I believe they can skip trace LLCs as well. As soon as I can bring it up here, I'll let you know what it is. Highly recommend that you get these skip traced. Okay. And then if you're not able to skip trace it, maybe you have a virtual assistant or maybe you hire someone on Fiverr that can just go online and with a couple of minutes, with a company name or an LLC, usually you're able to locate some contact information for these people. But the key is you want to find out where the cash transactions are, and you want to skip trace these people, text them, call them. Another thing you can do is contact the real estate agents, buyer's agents who have sold properties to cash buyers, because these people have built a relationship and they have multiple cash buyers. Reach out to them and see if you can add them to your list. Let them know that you're a source for discount properties and ask them, hey, do you have buyers looking for more deals like this one, like the one that you just sold? One tip or resource that you can do is if you go to www.real-estate-agent-list.com, you can actually buy a list of all the realtors in the country, believe it or not. I believe you can even do it by area. And it's going to come with their name, their phone number, their email, and you can use a service like gmas.com. I think it's gmas.com or gmas.co. And essentially what you can do is you can start to email them, you know, 2,000 at a time is what I would recommend. And then from there, you know, once you get their buy-in, that you can essentially add them to your list, you can then get them onto, like, you know, your AWeber or your Constant Contact or your MailChimp. You know, otherwise you wouldn't be able to get that list and just upload them into that type of service. So you might want to go through a Gmas type of service in order to do that. And there's a number of other ways that you can build cash buyers, but What I'm really trying to emphasize here is spend more time focused on the disposition side, not just the acquisition side. This market is changing, and now more than ever, you want to collaborate. There's no competition out there. They're collaborative partners. I shared with our Ascend members on a call today that on a daily basis, I've been getting 2-3 text messages from other wholesalers telling me, hey, if you have inventory you can't move, let me know. Hey, how can we work together? Get inventory off your books. Don't let it sit there. Now is not the time to get aggressive with your pricing. Now is the time to make sure that things are moving. Remember this, a quick nickel is better than a slow dime. A quick nickel is better than a slow dime. So make sure that you're not sitting on inventory. Make sure that it's out there and that you're getting it sold. And if that means having to work with a joint venture partner or somebody in your market, it's better than letting it sit there, because that slow dime might not materialize. So that's what I got for you on episode 401. I want to start a dialogue here. If you have any questions, reach out to me. Let me know. Let me know if there's any particular topic or subject you want me to cover. It seems like things are unfolding and changing at a pretty rapid pace here. Who knows what's going to happen over the course of the next several weeks, but we're into this together. Chin up, chest out, know that I got your back, know that you can do this. Make sure you're taking time to connect with your family and your loved ones. Use this as an opportunity to get better, to come out of this stronger, to reset if need be, okay? So just know that I got your back. I believe in you. I know you can do this. And if there's anything I can do for you, reach out. If you haven't subscribed to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, make sure you do that. You get notified every Monday and Thursday. And if you're getting anything out of this show, one of the biggest ways you can thank me is just by sharing this and or leaving a 5-star rating and review. It would really help me get the message out to people. And if not, that's fine. Continue to plug in whenever you want. But I'm gonna be bringing fire at you. My goal is to just really kick this into overdrive. I'm putting myself out there more on social, putting out more content. So connect with me on Instagram at alexpardo25 and on Facebook. So thank you so much for taking the time, and I will connect with you on the next one. Take care. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.